The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey everybody, welcome to this show. It's me, Matt Slick. This is the Matt Slick Live. If you want to give me a call, it's the same number as always, 877-207-2276. Last four numbers spell C-A-R-M on your phone. Carm.org is my website, C-A-R-M.org. If you want to give me a call, you can do that, not a problem. And I'd love to hear from you. And if, you know, if you want, you can email me at info@carm.org and just put a subject line, say radio question or radio comment, and I read them. I do. You know, sometimes we get more callers coming in and I won't get to them, but sometimes I don't get enough callers and I do get to them. So, there you go, you know. All right. The Hamas thing is going on, escalating. We can talk about that a little bit. But, you know, we talked about it yesterday, too. So, not a big deal. Not a big deal about today's show. So, if you want to call me, like I said, we have three open lines, 877-207-2276. Why don't we just jump right on the air here? Let's get to John from Raleigh, North Carolina. John, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing all right. Hanging on. What do you got?
I just getting off the latest installment at Daily Wire, and we talked the other night, but I got to impress people to definitely go listen to Ben Shapiro pointing out how we in the West think away, and these animals just don't think like us. They, you know, they'll kill our babies in their bed, and then they'll just sit there and put their babies in front of them to try and protect themselves. I'm so disgusted and can't believe that the world has gotten to this point. At church this coming Sunday, I'm definitely going to put everybody on the spot, because they just keep on blowing over it. And if anybody doesn't think that this in the next 5 years or so can't happen here, this is premonitions of what's going to come to Christians in the future.
Well, with the border open, what do you expect? I mean, we know that Palestinians, Afghanistans have come in. We know that Chinese have come in. We know that a lot of them are on watch lists and they've gotten in. And our government is not doing what it needs to do to protect its American citizenry. It's as though the government hates its own country and is trying to destroy it with wokeism and general confusion, drugs over the border, invasion from the south. No other country in the world does this. This is obviously something that's happening here. We need to rise up and we need to say enough of this.
And that's another disgusting thing. Black Lives Matter has put out a poster of a parasailer with the Palestinian flag on top, and we stand with Palestine. In Michigan, there was a rally of thousands of people last night pro-Palestine, and it's people's morals are so messed up.
Yeah, they're leftists. They're useful idiots. I think it was Stalin who said that. I'm not sure. But they're useful idiots. They're just they're brainwashed of the left. And when they applaud Hamas, which decapitated babies and murdered civilians, and they say this is justified. No, it's not. This is evil. Yeah. And the animals who did that. Israel's not going to stop. I have the confidence in Israel. Israel's going to take care of them. It's going to deal with them. In fact, I don't know if you're aware, but there's supposed to be some special forces, American U.S. forces, going in to rescue our American hostages.
Yes. I heard that last night. Also, Tucker Carlson, I've had respect for, and he's even kind of downplaying this and comparing it to the fentanyl coming across the border, and it's, which makes I just don't understand. How is that anything related to what's going on? So let me just say thank you and bless you, but I got to get off. I just can't take it anymore.
Well, yeah, in fact, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the CARM website, and I'm going to read the 45 goals of communism.
Yeah. There's only one left, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, 45. I'll read them, read some of them. But, it's the brainwashing of the youth in schools. The schools are leftist just engines for producing left politics and leanings. Our country is it's pretty much gone. We don't have America. And did you hear about the stupidity of this transsexual guy who won Miss Universe or something like that? I mean, it's just sick. You know, it's the world is sick. It's just perversion.
It works with women.
Yeah,
how can women put up with this?
Well, men need to be stopping it. Men need to stand up.
Yeah.
Men are the ones
who
need to do this. And they need to say enough of this crap and just march and just, do what they got to do. But everybody's wussified and afraid. And I'll tell you, I wish there was something we could do. I've had this idea for years of
Christians. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, yep. How are we going to organize?
A's on one, B's on two, C's on three.
Yep. On a particular month, with signs, you need an organization, you need lawyers involved, you need all kinds of stuff, and you go out and you do this all over the country, and that's what needs to happen. That's one of the things we can do, but I think we really need to voice our united front and say we've had enough of this crap. They're destroying our country. They are opening the borders and destroying. Look, I lived in San Diego, okay, put a lot of Espanol and poco. I can speak Spanish a little, right? And down in San Diego, it was necessary for me to speak Spanish on a regular day to go around and do business because the illegals were coming across. And I don't blame them for wanting, have a good life. I don't have any problem with anybody comes in legally. They can come in legally, praise God. Welcome, be my neighbor. That's okay. But the illegals were all over the place. And my car was broken into. My wife's car was stolen, left down by the border. It was just mayhem. We saw, the Border Patrol chasing illegals, and they caused crime. And this is what's going on, and they're just opening the doors for this. And that's just a little bit that I experienced down there in what's called North County, the northern part of San Diego County. And I remember it. It's not good. And even here in Idaho, man, I'm hearing Spanish more and more and more. Going to stores and entire families just speaking Spanish. I'm like, sometimes I want to walk up to them in Spanish and say, do you speak English at all? I mean, hopefully they do, and that's fine. They want to speak Spanish too. But it's just like, well, come on. If you're going to go to a country, learn the language and speak the language. That's what you should do. Become Americanized.
Well, that used to be the law. Now you've got to make signs and all kinds of obligations to other people. I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah. I have to be tolerant, but you say you're tolerant, and you're completely intolerant to my feelings.
Yeah. Once when I was registering.
Call yourself what you want to, but don't make me call you that. I mean.
Yeah. It makes me mad. I remember I was in, I used to, I speak enough Spanish to do work in Spanish and stuff like that, and I was registering patients in an emergency room at a hospital in San Diego, and this one woman came in, and she was pregnant. And so I was asking her about the man that was sitting next to her, is it your husband? And she said, yes. I said, legal husband. She said, no. I said, okay, where's your legal husband? I don't know. And, three kids. I say, is the man you're here with the father of the baby you're pregnant with? Yes. How about of this child? No. How about of that child? No. Where's the father of that child? Don't know. Where's the father of that child? Don't know. The same father as that child? No. Different. Four different fathers, three kids, one pregnant. And I said, how long have you been in the country? Just curious. And she said, 8 years. I said, you speak English? No. And this is this is the kind of thing that is just, it made me mad. And this happened a lot. A lot.
Yes.
You can't have a country stay strong if it's invaded by people who don't want to learn the culture, learn the language, and just become part of us. That made me mad. I saw that, and I saw it more than once.
True.
Yeah, it's bad news. And you know, if I go to Germany, if I had to move to Germany, I'm taking German classes. I'm going to learn German, and I'm going to learn to speak German best I can, because I'm in their country. That's how it should be. But we have the woke
you're being
mentality.
Tolerant.
Yeah, I'm being tolerant of them. It's their country. And I'm not going to say, you need to do everything for me in my language. And there were places in San Diego, you know, I went to restaurants, no one spoke English. And, you know, come on, yeah. You know, it's like, and I'm not against people immigrating. Immigrate, do it legally, and then learn a language. That's all. But, yeah, you know, and it's happening all over America. We're losing our country. We're losing our identity as Americans. We're losing our religion, because it's not post-Christian, it's anti-Christian now. And secular humanism is on the rise. Our churches are weak. Our churches are full of mamby-pamby preachers. And, come on, the alphabet mob. Mamby-pamby. And the alphabet mob is in control and influencing stuff, and the woke crowd, you know, making, what are the Christians doing? As far as I'm concerned, I think the Christians are waiting for the pre-trib rapture, so they're just got their hands tied. And this makes me mad. It does. Sorry, that's me. I don't like it. You push my button, buddy.
I agree. Absolutely.
We need to stand up. And, you know, Americans, not just white Americans, Americans need to stand up. We need to be united. Say, come on, we can't be invaded from the South. We can't have people coming in from the border. We don't know who they are, coming over by the hundreds of thousands per month. And you know that a lot of nations want to destroy America. You know that a lot of army age, fighting age people from the Middle East are invading our country through the southern border as well. And there, yeah, prep up. Just get prepped, because you know it's going to go bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. And you don't hear this kind of stuff.
I'm sorry I brought it up, but you know, it's got to be said. It's
you don't hear about this kind of thing on a Christian radio show so much. I'm very opinionated about things, because I believe what the Word of God says, and I also believe that what we need to be doing is, as Christians, is be united, and we need to be strong in being united with the Lord. We need to be strong in standing up against unrighteousness. We're told to do that in the Bible, Isaiah 1:17. Stand up. In fact, I'm going to read it right now. This is what we're told to do as Christians. This is Isaiah 1:17. It says, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. We are to be active. Jesus says in Luke 24, what was it? Oh, man. He said, buy a sword. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. And so 15, 20, I'll figure it out. I got so many verses in my head. But this is what Jesus said. And so we're supposed to do that. It's not for the purpose of being angry, not for the purpose of violence, but for the purpose of self-defense. And he said, I'm sending you out there. And Jesus said to do this. So he told us to go out there, and we're to be doing that. And I think Christians all over the country ought to be ashamed of themselves for not getting more active in politics, not getting more active in social agendas, not getting more active in schools, not getting more active in businesses. And instead, they're letting the unbelievers have everything. And then they complain. They pray for pre-tribulation rapture, not doing their job. Okay? There's a break. It makes me mad. All right. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you later.
Catch you later.
All right, man. Bye. God bless. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. We have three open lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Luke 22:36, Jesus says this, but now whoever has a money belt is to take it along. Likewise, also a bag. Whoever has no sword is to sell his coat and to buy one. So the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer Jesus that is taught in so many churches, who doesn't want to hurt a fly, and who has, you know, your best life now, and he wants you healthy and wealthy, and that when things get rough, it'll be pre-tribulation rapture. This kind of narcissistic theological perspective that unfortunately is taught across too many churches in America has pacified too many people to the point of apathy And they don't recognize, and Christians aren't recognizing, the obligation that they have to go out and make converts of everybody everywhere. Now, this means, though, that what we do is we work as different parts of the body of Christ. Some people have to be doctors and mechanics and janitors, and some be moms and dads and whatever. And you work in whatever capacity you have in order to further the kingdom of God by raising godly children, by being faithful to your spouse, by being faithful at work, whatever capacity it is. And there are those who are called, like myself, to do radio, to write websites, to teach, to write books, etc. There's others who are called to do this kind of a thing, and it's incumbent upon you to pray for us and to support us financially so that we can help, so that you can help us do the word and do the work that you're not able to do. But for those areas where you are able to do something at work, when you spread the word and you speak the truth, you know, in a good and a reasonable manner, you need to be understanding that God's not going to take you out of the world in a pre-trib rapture. I'm sorry, folks, it's just not biblical. I'm sorry. I'll debate people on it if they want, you know, politely. I mean, I just get tired of the apathy that's caused by bad theological perspectives. We need to have the mind of Christ. He became one of us in order to redeem us, and he was made under the law, and he fulfilled the law, and he was lied about, he was beaten, he was struck, he was crucified, he rose from the dead, and he calls us to follow after him. Now, this means, though, that for many of us it might mean death, and for many of us it might not, but this is the nature of the Christian faith. Here in America, we are so comfortable that our spiritual prayer muscles are atrophied, and that our comfort zone is just all around us. And as long as we go to a church that tells us what we want to hear and makes us feel good and says really nice things about us and who and whatever, and does really nice pretty music, well, then things are fine. And this stuff that doesn't affect me at the southern border or over there in Israel, I have to worry about it, pray about it a little bit, but let's go get some coffee. So this is not what Christians are supposed to be. That's not how we're supposed to behave. We're supposed to be concerned for those who are in distress. We're supposed to be praying for them. I wish I could go over there and pick up some weapons and go fight with Israel against the terrorists, against the murderers. It angers me. I wish that people here in America would stand up and start supporting missionaries in our own home areas and start demanding that politicians start doing their job and upholding the Constitution. Depending they close the borders, we need to start standing up. We need to start doing what we can. We need to resist the evil that's in this world. That's the obligation of the Christian, not to sit on our hands and pray that we're going to escape it. You know, and it just irritates me. I know what we can do as Christians. I know what we can do as Christians. Because if we're united in Him and not worrying about the 5 points or 4 points or 3 points or pre-mill or a-mill or whatever, cessationism or continuationism or whatever it is, and we're united in the blood of Jesus Christ, God in flesh, who died on the cross, and we say, let's further His kingdom. Let Him sort out all the denominational differences. We've got to preach Jesus Christ crucified, Jesus Christ risen from the dead, and justification by faith alone in Christ alone, not by faith and baptism, not by faith and works, not by faith and anything, but faith in Christ Jesus. And that's what needs to be our banner. That's what we need to start to do. That's what we need to start saying. We need to do it all across this country, and we need to ask God and plead with God and implore God to change us, to use us, to send us to change this world. And that's what we should be doing as Christians. But I'll tell you what, no one's doing it. Well, I should say very few people are doing it. And how do we know that? Because look at the state of America. We are the salt and we are the light in this country, and our country is failing because the Christians are failing to do their job. The Christians are failing to stand up against unrighteousness. The Christians have not picked up their cross as a whole and followed after Christ in this world. They've set it down and they've rested themselves in a hammock, in a lounge chair, in their TV, in their comfortable churches, and their false preachers like Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Joyce Meyer, Beth Moore, Joel Osteen, and they've gathered to themselves teachers that tickle their ears. They're not doing what needs to be done. They need to pick up their cross daily and follow after Christ, no matter what it's going to cost. That's what we got to do as Christians, and I know we got to do that, and we all need to do that. So start praying that God would send his spirit upon this country and unify people and have them stand up and the voice of God to work in the hearts of his people to stand up and do what is right. Even if it costs us, we must stand against unrighteousness in this world or it will rule us. All right, let's get to Alberto from Savannah, Georgia. Alberto, welcome back, buddy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm talking about all this stuff about terrorism. You know what I mean? All these, like you said, mentioned earlier about those young guys that are coming through the border, military age. Uh-huh. And also, I think they're going to try to plan do something here in America because sometimes I got a feeling something they're going to try to do something during the holiday season when it's all crowded with people in the streets shopping during the Thanksgiving. Because in the wintertime, you know, they got coats on. They can start themselves with bombs.
There's
a suicide bomb across this whole country.
There's on Friday the 13th, in 2 days, there's supposed to be a call by Muslims to go out, to have all Muslims all over the world start attacking people. Islam is a dirty, filthy religion of violence, because that's what the Quran teaches in Surah 9. It's a bad religion. And so if they believe this, they're going to do that. This is just one of the things of Islam. Christianity calls us to peace. Islam calls them to violence. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that Christians are biblically literate. Like my pastor, which I was supposed to go to, he asked the congregation, they think that the Allah and the Christian gods are the same God.
Yeah.
That's why people are so biblically illiterate. People have been in church for years, old folks.
They're
so biblically literate. They don't even know the difference. That's a shame, ain't it?
It is. It's a shame. The Christian God and the God of Allah are not the same. I was just discussing this online in the chat room last night. They're not the same. They're not the same. And, but, you know, look, God is the author or the revealer of truth. All truth resides in the mind of God. So truth is that which corresponds to the mind of God. All actualities and potentialities have their truth values. They relate ultimately to the work of God. So the enemy always wants to attack the truth. Now, God speaks. It's always what he speaks is always true. So when Satan talked to Eve in the garden, he said, did God really say? The first thing he did was attack the truth, the very nature of God's word. Mm-hmm. Because God's word is always true, so he attacks the truth itself. The enemy uses lies and deception, and that's what's happening in our country today and all over the world.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. In the churches today, they're too busy worrying about prosperity. You know what I mean?
A lot of them.
Churches basically against each other over stupid, non-essential things. I mean, stupid stuff. And instead of doing the work with the Great Commission, like you said earlier, I was saying hallelujah while you were talking to that guy earlier just now. Everything you were saying is just 100% correct.
Yeah, well, there are some good churches out there. There are. I was just talking to a pastor today, and he's a good man of God. They're out there. But not enough. All right, buddy, there's a break. We got to go, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
See you later, Alberto.
I got to go. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hey, we'll get to Vernell from Greenville, North Carolina after this. Hey, 877-207-2276. Hey, how about that? Friday the 13th, International Terrorism Day.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Vernell, you're on the air.
Hi, Matt. I've been watching you for a very long time. Love, love, love your show. I love your knowledge and how you dispel it out to us. What made me love you even more was when you were speaking on today, because it was verbatim what I was telling people about our system, our government allowing these immigrants to come, like they are coming. I worked in social service, Medicaid, for 9 years, starting in 2001 to 2009. And I saw how our government allowed all of this to go on. Just as you said, they will come in and they will tell me, this is not my real name. This is not my real social security number. And when we had to verify their employment, the government told us we could not say anything what their real name were. We had to ask the employer what was the illegal name that they were using. Our government was protecting them. They had, the newspaper did a study on the growth of illegals in our county alone. This was in 2005. They gave a number like blacks were having baby at 1.5%, whites were having baby at 11%, Hispanics, illegals were having babies at 498% in one county. And you do this time, the United States, and our government is not paying any attention, as you state. They would tell me, this is, when I would ask, where's the father? I don't know. You don't know where the father is? New, am I going to Mexico? Okay, we couldn't do anything about it. So I left because I couldn't deal with it no more. I worked 9 years. So I went to the state vital records and started working with the state vital records. Guess what they do? They tell us in Medicaid, at the social service system, they don't know where the father is. Then they come to the state and do amendment and have the real father there, who probably was the father who you said that was at the hospital, and put his name on the birth certificate. And our government, I don't get our government. It about you, they are, ooh, and looking at the border, the way, you couldn't have said anything any better to me, for me today, to hear you speak on it in that way.
Yeah, it makes me mad. You know what? I just did a little bit of analysis here. 2.8 million people came across the border in 2022. It's insane. It's insane. Why is our government doing this? And think about this. Abortion, which is horrible, atrocity, is promoted by our government. They're killing the unborn, and they're opening the borders to have the people who uphold the Constitution replaced by socialist people under, and from the Hispanic culture, it's Roman Catholicism, which is full of superstition, and it has a lot of problems. It leads to sin and crime. And so we're being invaded, and our people and our government, they swear to uphold the Constitution, and then they lie. They take kickbacks, they take bribes, there's insider trading going on. It is horrible. And who pays? We are. It's just like Rome. When the people, that's right, when the people, they were okay, but the people in charge became, I believe they're demonically oppressed, and they started doing evil, and Rome fell. America's going to fall. It's going to fall.
Yes.
It's going to.
But you know what?
Tell people
something, too, because when Donald Trump came in office, I'm sorry, I said the same thing. I said, this is, when I first started at doing social service, and I started seeing the influx of them, and I was like, oh, my God, this is just like the Trojan horse that they talked about back in the day. You know how they're going to, you know, slip in, come in, but they ain't really slipping. They just coming on the cross. And for some reason, even though our country say we got X amount of jobs, we don't have that many jobs for them. So what they do, the women comes over to have the baby so the father can have an excuse that say that he has children here so they can keep the father. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yep.
I have one young lady I had. Now, you do this times United States. I had one young lady, I approved her for Tandy to get a check. She came all the way from Florida. We had this interstate match that we followed the kids, but we can't follow the parents because they are illegal. We don't have their number. I get this interstate match within 30 days saying that, you know, the mother's in Florida receiving benefits. So don't speak no English, none. And so I had to get the interpreter to call to speak with her and ask her, why did she come to North Carolina to file for benefits? She told me, well, she told the interpreter to tell me, she owed her cousin, and that was her way of paying her cousin. So she came to North Carolina, opened up to get a check to pay her cousin. We got the money back because we found out we had our fraud unit involved in it. So our fraud manager called the cousin that got the check, told her, you bring that check back, and she had just cashed the first one and just got the second one. So you do that, multiply that times the United States. They know our laws and our government is protecting them better than they protect you and me.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I've heard, I mean, I want documentation on this, but I've heard that what the government's doing in some areas is taking people out of their hotels and putting illegals in there from the border and giving them whatever they need. And our veterans, you know, that really burns me, because our veterans, they risk their lives overseas and all this stuff, and they're the ones suffering. They're the ones who need help. The government's turning their back on them, right, largely, and housing the, right, illegals. I mean, come on. And, right, Biden, what a, right, joke that guy, right, is.
Gosh. Woo, God, I don't understand that, man. And you hear people talking about, well, they need to eat. I don't see none, not one looking like they needing food come across the border. I haven't seen a big belly one. They clean clothes. They looking like, I don't know how they got, they shipped them in, boat them in, flew them in, how they got them in. And that's to, all of this is playing along with the Israel. That is to keep us so, mm-hmm, occupied. We got Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Now we got Israel on all sides. And then we got the border, disaster at the border. And then we had this, what, the House Speaker and all this stuff. So what did they do? They took this opportunity to say, okay, you know, they too preoccupied doing this. We going to slip on in. And like that gentleman said earlier, they are sleeping cells already in America waiting for their opportunity to do what they're going to do. I don't get people in this country that they don't see what you and I and that young man sees and the gentleman before. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's so obvious. Yeah.
It.
I don't know.
Man, we need to be neighbors, okay? We need to be neighbors. So, that's right. Yeah, I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of friends who have the same sentiment. And I know a lot of people. I've encountered a lot of people. They are really upset with what's going on. And they see, uh-huh, the writing on the wall, mm-hmm, how our government is turning, uh-huh, against us, its own people, uh-huh, and it's, mm-hmm, becoming corrupt, mm-hmm, and opening up the border. And, you know, just me talking like this, I actually get fearful that I'm going to get arrested. I don't know.
Oh, God, me too, because I'd be thinking the same thing. I work for the government, too.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, they're saying, oh, you're caught, you're fomenting violence. You know, I'm not toting the party line. I don't believe in Democrats or Republicans. You know, I believe in the Constitution. I think the Constitution is an incredibly great document. And but the people are going to start upholding it. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I had a coworker who, she said, we came in the right way. Why they can't come in the right way? They had to pay money. They had to learn English. Oh, mm-hmm, even my government was, our office was paying us extra $50 to learn Spanish so that we could help that, mm-hmm, influx of, yeah, of the population. It's crazy. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
So get this.
I don't get it.
We got nobody waiting here, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit longer.
Okay.
My wife has relatives in France, and my wife, mm-hmm, speaks French, and her mom was born in France and everything. Okay. So we went over to France, and we have some of them come over here every now and then, and one of them works with the retired airlines that gets free travel. Okay, we have a nice exchange of culture there. And 20 years ago, I was talking to one of them, and I said, you're letting a lot of Muslims in your country, and it's going to be a problem. And she said, no, they're fine. They're good people. Okay. I warned her. I said, no, it's going to go bad. 20 years later, they came over, and they were visiting again. I said, how's it going with the Muslims? And she wouldn't say anything. And we have she wouldn't say anything because she knew it was bad. We have a distant relative, who is on the police force or was in Paris. And there are certain, mm-hmm, areas you can't go into because the Muslims are in control. And if you go in there, it's dangerous. This is what
oh,
the...
God.
Oh, hey,
oh,
God. That's nothing. Oh, I have on CARM an article I wrote a few years ago on statistics. In fact, what I'll do is I'll read some of it after the statistics of what happens in countries... in Norway, Sweden, and things like that when they're invaded by Muslims. Okay, hey, we got to go. There's a break. Okay, for now. God bless. Okay, we'll talk to you.
Thank you. Love you.
You're welcome. All right. May the Lord bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I can't hang up.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, folks, be right back after these messages.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We got a caller waiting, but I'm going to deal with a little bit. On CARM, now I'm going to use a word, R-A-P-E, and I'm going to just say R, and because there might be children around, etc. So The title is Islamic Statistics on Violence, R, Terror, Sharia, ISIS, and Welfare. And it's on the CARM website. I wrote it in 2015. And so it's a little dated. But then 58% of Muslims say criticism of Islam or Muhammad not protected under free speech. That's in America. In Britain, 62% of Muslims deny free speech. I'm just reading the headlines, and I have the quotes with the documentation of where I got them from. Okay, ISIS and Muslims. Al Jazeera poll, 81% of respondents approved of ISIS. In a new poll, a Pew poll, 63 million to 287 million ISIS supporters in just 11 countries. 81% of Al Jazeera support ISIS. In Saudi Arabia, 92% of Saudis say ISIS conforms to Islamic law. In America, 38% of American Muslims say ISIS beliefs are correct. 38%. Wow. In Denmark, the crime rates are broken down by nationality and show that individuals from Muslim countries make up 8 of the top 9 places on the list of crime. In 2012, figures show that Somalis were sentenced for crimes, including innumerable sexual assaults, almost 10 times more than those with Danish citizenship. Norway, in Oslo, 100% of assault R's between strangers were committed by immigrants, non-Western males. 9 out of 10 of their victims were native Norwegian women. The assaults of our problem is primarily Muslim men upon non-Muslim women. In Sweden, now has the second highest number of rapes R's in the world after South Africa. Sweden has imported huge numbers of Muslim immigrants. United Kingdom, over 1,000 mostly white young girls in the northern England town of Rotherham were systematically groomed, trafficked, beaten, and sexually abused by our gangs, consisting mainly of Pakistani Muslim men. In regarding Sharia, 51% of Muslims want the choice of Sharia in America. One-fifth of Muslims in the U.S. approve of violence in order to institute Sharia. In Britain, 28% of Muslims want Britain to become an Islamic state. In Canada, 62% of Muslims want Sharia in Canada. In Denmark, 46% of Muslims feel Danish law must be based on Sharia. Impose Sharia on non-Muslims, Pew Research 2013 says. According to interpretation of the study, approximately 45% of Sharia supporters surveyed disagreed with the idea that Islamic law should apply only to Muslims. Now they want to force it on non-Muslims. Worldwide, terrorism. 61% of Egyptians approve of attacks on Americans. 32% of Indonesians approve of attacks. 41% of Pakistanis approve of attacks. 38% of Moroccans. 80% of Palestinians, they approve of attacks on Americans. 62% of Jordanians approve. 42% of Turks, etc. This goes on and on. Percentage of Muslims worldwide who approve of terrorism. 20% of those in America, Muslim men in America, do. 35% in Britain. 42% in France. 22% in Germany. 29% in Spain of Muslims approve of using terrorism. Percentage in the United States, percentage of Muslims that approve of suicide bombings, 8%. Okay. Muslims in America believe suicide bombings are often or sometimes justified. 25% of U.S. Muslims say violence against the U.S. is justified. In Belgium, 16% of young Muslims in Belgium state terrorism is acceptable. In Indonesia, Nigeria, 50% of Indonesians believe suicide bombings are often justified. 34% of Nigerian Muslims believe suicide bombings are often justified. Britain, 12% say suicide attacks are okay. In Turkey, it goes on and on. I'm just skipping stuff. U.S. Here's some stuff. U.S. statistics on Muslims on welfare. 82%. I can't read all that whole thing. Let's see. Canada, okay, Netherlands, 50 to 70% of Muslim asylum seekers permanently are on welfare. 7 out of 10 Somalians who were in the past asylum seekers still receive social welfare, and half of those who have Syrian, Iraqi, or Eritrean nationality live off of welfare. This is, why is this? Because they don't get patriated. They don't learn the culture. Islam is a very intolerant religion. People just don't understand. It's not me being intolerant about Islam. I'm well informed. I've written over like 100, I think close to 150 articles dealing with Islam. I've debated Muslims. I've studied for years. And it's just an intolerant religion. And when it subjugates you, then you have to pay something like 80% of your income to the Islamic State. And you can't hold major jobs. You can't convert anybody to Christianity. It's just an intolerant, hateful, dangerous religion. And I can go on and on and on. In Sweden, immigration costs Sweden at least 40 to 50 billion Swedish kroner every year. And this is back in 2015 when I did the research. So, you know, when our government opens up the borders and says, come on in, and that's just of the Muslims, okay? What about the communist Chinese who are coming in, who want to... You know what? I'm just going to get to the caller. Let's just get to Antonio from Virginia. Antonio, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it so much. I'm a big fan of your show, and I appreciate you accepting this call. Thanks. I was just want to piggyback on that, the lady who worked for social services. I also work for social services. I happen to be a bilingual interpreter. Good. And I get to see a lot of the documents that come in, people asking for help. And it blows my mind about how, I mean, I'm all to helping people, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why I decided to work for social services. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a limit on how we help. We're giving all this money. We're accepting everybody in this country. We really don't know who is coming in. They could tell us anything. You know, there's no really safe proof to say if this person is a criminal or belongs to a cartel or Islamic State, for example. You know, and it's like so welcoming, and we tolerate that. And I really don't understand. I'm not expert in politics, and I'm not trying to spread hate or nothing. It's just that it's mind-blowing how easy it is to put this fund or this money that taxpayers, by the way, support this, into something like this. You know, I don't understand. I really don't. And I agree with what she said. It's true. It's so easy to them to come here, and whether they're coming from Middle East or from South America, and to get help here and aid, and we really know who we're helping. We really don't.
That's right. Well, I don't know if you know this, but the Cuba, back, I don't know what decade it was, when the people were leaving Cuba, that come into America, Cuba opened up its prison doors and escorted a lot of prisoners and put them on boats so they could come to America.
And yes, I remember that's what the movie, of course, I don't watch the movies anymore, like the Scarface is based on. That type of issue we're having, right? So it's scary. Well, like how we,
So how do you know they're not doing that right now? That the governments are going, hey, this is great. Let's just take all our criminals and we'll just ship them over. They can walk into America. It's their problem.
This how and the problem is that they know this. They know this. They know how to beat the system. They study. They know more than some of the
they're
social
coached.
Workers. Unfortunately, yes, they know. They come knowledgeable. They might know the language, but they know how to do the system. And also, is one more comment before I leave, concerning to the amount of Muslims that keep coming here and people who are leaving the country, coming here, people are blind to understand that this is how their religion works, how their Muslim works. They don't understand that they're, like you said, they're not tolerant of the culture. They want to change us.
No.
They want to change us, and they understand that. Right now, I heard what you said about a possible trying to call the people to attack on October 13th. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. Did I heard that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So, and I work in a public building. I'm concerned, but nobody's like acting like, oh, it's far away. You know, it's over there overseas, like you mentioned earlier. And I'm like, no. We got people here. They are for that cause, and we should be concerned. We should be very alert. Don't say to be scared, but we should be alert, especially work for a public building and doing public service. You know, it could happen anytime. They are everywhere. I work in the city of Richmond, And it's a big, large community there. And like I said, it's not trying to be racist or anything like that, but we have to be aware that there are some realities here, you know, when it comes to safety and this type of thing going on.
Well, what's going to happen, the logic of an attack, if you want to destroy a country in this kind of situation in America, what you do is you get a few thousand people that you coach and say, we're going to put you into the place where you can get into the United States, lay low for 2 or 3 years. Here's the email address, or here's whatever it is we want you to contact us by. We're going to have a lot of handlers and things like this, and then we're going to coordinate with codes and stuff like this in order to all act on a single day when certain things will occur. This is not far-fetched, and our government knows this possibility.
Right. Would that be considered like a sleeper cell, so to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Think about it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Hamas is like ISIS, and they're beheading babies.
I heard babies. That. That's horrible.
Yeah, and we have people in our schools applauding Hamas.
Yes.
They murdered, beheaded babies and pregnant women and raping them and doing all kind of, and they're saying it's okay, it's justified. It's not. You know, you just don't do that kind of a thing. It's just rampant evil.
Worse than animals. I'll be honest with you. I know that definitely we are closer and closer until Jesus comes. Definitely, this is just like one step more.
That's right. And we're not going to escape out of here. There's no pre-trib rapture. I got to say it, but it's just not there. We're going to go through this, and it's time to clean up our own house instead of waiting to get an exit. Get out of jail free pass.
Right. Amen. Man, yeah, I appreciate you so much for taking this call. I always wanted to call, and I finally did it. So God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. I know you're going to get a lot of hate mails from this, but hey, you enjoy those things. So you have a great one.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, brother. God bless, man.
God bless you, too. Thank you. All right.
Well, that's Antonio. You know, I'm a theologian, but you know what? Theologically speaking, all Christians should be upset at unrighteousness, whether it's in our borders or outside of our borders. And we are to pray and intercede for all people. And we should be praying for Biden and the Congress and the Senate. We should be praying for the people in Hamas, asking for God to deal with them appropriately, but for him to save them. And we need to do this as Christians. And Christians, don't sit on your hands. Pray, get on your knees and pray and risk asking God to use you and put it upon your heart what to do to support the conversion and repentance of our country. We're losing it. There's the music. I got to get out of here. May the Lord bless you. And by His grace, we'll be back on here tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.